The first batch of people shuffled through the room one at a time, repeating their similar tragic life stories. Out of work for years, the money would go to feed their children, get out of debt, pay for medical bills. But with none of them did I truly think that this opportunity would change their lives. It seemed instead like a band-aid, and once the money ran out, they would be stuck in the same place they were before they had this job. I thanked every one of them and told them I would contact them tomorrow if they were chosen. Even my numb heart ached at the despair in these confessions. Maybe I had been wrong. Maybe I wouldn't be able to choose. Maybe I wouldn't find what I needed. I closed my eyes and prayed to the heavens. Please, Catherine, help me out here. Give me a sign. Something. After about an hour more of interviews, I had begun to lose hope. Then a girl with an incredible body entered the room. Her jet-black hair framed her angelic face, and her pale green eyes gazed at me over the casserole dish she was holding. I forced myself not to undress her with my eyes, but I couldn't help but notice how incredibly beautiful she was. She handed me a resume and then cautiously peeled back the tin foil, and the scent of roasted tomatillos, corn tortillas, and cheese filled the air. My eyes widened when I saw the enchiladas verdes, my favorite. Catherine and I had spent last winter trying every Mexican restaurant in El Centro on a quest for the best enchiladas. Was this my sign?
Hello, sir. My name is Paloma Perez. I would be honored to apply for the nanny position. I'm a hard worker and I love babies. I raised my sisters pretty much myself. I was also valedictorian of my high school class and I am CPR certified. And I cook, too. I'd be happy to cook for you every day. Would you like to try these enchiladas? I made them from scratch. Even the tortillas and the sauce. It's made with fresh, roasted tomatillos.
My stomach rumbled, and my mouth watered in anticipation of this home-cooked meal. I had been existing on fast food, ramen, and pizza since my wife had passed, but I needed to get my acting gear for the upcoming season. I had to be 100% focused on flying, or my fellow pilots could be killed. Even worse, I could crash into a crowd of innocent spectators. After Catherine had died, the Navy had offered to give my slot to another pilot, but I had quickly shot down that idea. No way. I had worked toward this dream my entire life. Catherine would be livid if I stopped living my dream to mourn her. I had to push forward, no matter how much it hurt. For Catherine. For Sky. I'd love to. Thank you, Paloma. I'm Beckett Daly. Nice to meet you. Paloma's face brightened into a smile, and she looked around the room's kitchenette.
Can I get you a plate, a drink? I would have brought something. I'm so sorry.
Hey, don't apologize. I'll get the plates. I stood up and grabbed two plates from the cupboard, utensils, and a wide spatula. I fought the urge to pop open a beer in front of her, and instead reached for two glasses which I filled with water. After I served the food, I sat down at the table and invited Paloma to sit next to me. I dug my fork into the enchiladas, and the second the bite hit my mouth, my taste buds were in heaven. The enchiladas were not too mild, not too hot, just perfectly spiced, tart, and fresh. Before I could come up for air, I took another bite, and then another. I devoured one of the enchiladas on my plate and became completely lost in this amazing dish. For the first time since my wife died, I felt satisfied. Catherine would have loved them. But she couldn't. She was dead. And here I was gorging myself on this applicant's food, enjoying this delectable dish, feeling happy. Hell, I felt guilty eating enchiladas without Catherine. I pushed back my plate. These are delicious.
Thank you, Mr. Daly.
I go by Beck. Where did you learn to cook?
My grandmother taught me. I love to cook. I can make anything you like to eat. All the Mexican specialties, of course. Flautas, burritos, tacos. But I can learn anything else you like. Hamburgers, spaghetti, meatloaf. You name it, I'll make it.
Her desperation hung thick in the air, and I wasn't ignorant of the fact that there were still at least 100 other people in line. I had to give everyone a chance. But I was entranced by the girl sitting in front of me. And I'd be lying if I didn't admit that I was insanely attracted to her, despite myself.